website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you join us as we face the issues we're talking about today. A question that perhaps you've not heard asked. We're talking about a subject that perhaps you have never delved into. America's Snitch Patrol. Did you know that the DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, is now willing to train individual citizens across America how to snitch on your neighbor, how to tell on your neighbor or your pastor or another church member or someone else in your organization or someone else in your school or club? I call it the Snitch Patrol. It follows the pattern of Adolf Hitler's brown shirt squads in the 30s, late 30s, middle and late 30s. We're going to talk about that on the broadcast today. We're faced with a very dangerous, looming disintegration of the liberties that we have. And listen, I'm passionately concerned about it because if we lose our liberties, if we lose our Bill of Rights, if we lose our constitutional republic, we have lost the privilege, the opportunity, the freedom, and the liberty to preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ. If we lose our nation, if we lose a constitutional republic that America is, it's not a democracy, we're a constitutional republic, rapidly devolving into a mob rule, which is what democracy is, mob rule. We're rapidly disintegrating into that, and it's because we're living in a lawless era. The Bible tells us in Matthew 24, verses 5 and following, some of the signs that we'll see in the last days before the rapture of the church, and they're entering into the days of tribulation, as they're called in the biblical record. One of those things is found in the 24th chapter of Matthew, about verse 9, 10, 11, and 12. And it talks about iniquity shall abound. That means proliferate, being a major aspect of life. That word iniquity, twofold translation. Number one is twisted, perverted sin. Number two, lawlessness. We're living in a day of twisted, perverted, lawlessness, sin in our nation. And ladies and gentlemen, we need to be aware of that as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the comparison of what we see and what took place in Germany in the mid and late 30s and early 40s and how it compares with where we are today. We're also going to talk about the John Durham report, about $6.2 million and 4 years later. The Durham report says that the DOJ, the FBI, the CIA, all of the investigatory thugs with badges, lied, covered the lie, and made a fiasco out of our judicial system in America, simply at the behest of Hillary Clinton and the Clinton campaign thugs and the Clinton Foundation. And ladies and gentlemen, it has undermined and destroyed the integrity of the FBI, the DOJ, the CIA, and every other law enforcement apparatus in America. some in Congress today are rightly saying that we need to dismantle the FBI and restructure it, because in its current structure, its current position, it is no longer apolitical. It is absolutely political. The law enforcement agencies in America are not to take positions from the left side of the aisle or the right side of the aisle, politically speaking. But that took place in 2016, 17, 18, and throughout the 4 years of Trump's administration in the investigatory work, and we'll talk about that in the latter portion of the broadcast, where everything was fabricated. Everything was fabricated by the Clinton campaign, her lawyers, and funded by the campaign and the Bill and Hillary Clinton Foundation with dark money, if you please. Those are the things we're going to talk about today, but the focus is on America's snitch patrol. But as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the Scripture. It is the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God that we must depend on. We cannot alter it. We cannot change it. It is absolutely a truth book, as I have called it for many years. Jesus, speaking to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, made this statement: "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17, 17, a declaratory statement is made: "Thy word is truth." And then in Psalms 117 and verse 2 says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." How long is forever? It's forever. That means it's immutable. It is unchangeable. It is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, there's a mindset in America today that we can diminish the truth, alter the truth, modify the truth. That's exactly what the FBI, the DOJ, the DHS today, and the CIA, the Biden administration, the Barack Hussein Obama administration, and multitudes therein and attached thereto, have simply been trying to modulate, modify, and undermine the real truth. It goes back to the secularist George Orwell that said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." Ladies and gentlemen, we've not just drifted from the truth. We're in a wash from the truth. We are away from the truth. We have absolutely forgotten and dispensed with whatever would be called truth in America today, especially when it comes to America's jurisprudence and America's political system. Ladies and gentlemen, we have declined from truth, and I believe that, as the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint said, America's decline is linked to the death of truth. And I believe we have really seen truth not only dead but buried in our nation today. In fact, the 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, 55% of them say this. They, and I'm quoting from the survey, they say that each person determines their own version of truth, their own version of truth. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's an impossibility. That's an impossibility. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, defend the truth, even to death." And that is my challenge each and every day. Love the truth, seek it, live it, defend it, stand for it. And I believe we're reaching the era, the point in time, when we will see major catastrophic response to those that stand for truth. In fact, we should not expect any different. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 20 and 21, and I'll read these because it's so fitting for the broadcast today. Woe, that word woe, biblically speaking, means calamity. "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Ladies and gentlemen, we're dealing with those that think that they're smarter than you are, than we are. They view themselves as being wise and everyone else dumb. That's the way Hillary Clinton views us. That's the way Peter Strzok, the defrocked FBI agent that was partly responsible for the Trump investigation. He said he could go to Walmart's and smell the Trump followers. In other words, they're smelly people. Hillary Clinton said we're a basket full of deplorables. And that's the idea and the mindset of those that are in what they view themselves as being the elitist circles today. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about backup power equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a gigantic benchmark, 165-foot flagpole with U.S. flag Old Glory, flowing 24/7. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work, ladies and gentlemen. It's a family-friendly oriented environment. They're closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, see what God does placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the telephone lines are open. That number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Delighted to hear from you today. Looking forward to your dialogue and discussion. I'm going to take just another moment on a truncated monologue to get to our callers today. But ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you are not aware. Listen carefully. This sets the stage. Perhaps you're not aware that when Hitler took power in Germany, one of his first acts, hear me, one of his first acts was to defund the police. And rather than the police, law enforcement, Hitler instituted his brown shirt squads. History goes back, and I'll read a brief portion of the article on that. In 1933, Hitler appointed his Minister of Interior. His first order was to defund and to eliminate the police departments so that they would not interfere with his brown shirt squad. And of course, Hitler never admitted that. And there's some today that still refute that. But Hitler eliminated the police. Yes, police were still there, but they had no power. He defanged the police. We're watching that taking place in America today. We're watching the defanging, as I would call it, the neutering the police, law enforcement across America to make America a lawless nation. I'm looking at an article. It says, did Hitler, Adolf Hitler, defund the police in Nazi Germany? In 1933, when he appointed his interior minister, his first orders, I'm reading from the article, his first orders were to defund and eliminate the police department so that they could not interfere with his brown shirts squad. The brown shirts mission was, listen to this, the brown shirts mission was to riot, burn, beat up, and kill the citizens in an effort to sway the elections to ensure that national socialist agenda would take place. Now, today's American socialist leaders want to defund and eliminate police. Is history repeating itself, this article says, so succinctly? And I believe we are. I believe we're watching the repeat of the modus operandi that was set by Adolf Hitler in Germany. Look back at history and see what that brought about. It destroyed the morals, ethics, and the values. It destroyed not just the Jews, but thousands upon thousands and yea, millions of citizens, general citizens. and most of which were innocent of any wrongdoing, conservatives would call them today, and Christians. Are we on the fast track for that? I believe we are. That's not a doom and gloomist mindset. We're looking at it from through the prism of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with the question or comment, please.
Yes. Good morning, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning. I hope you're well.
Yes, I am. But like you said, look up to God. But you said everything I was going to say. Only thing I wanted to say about if you dig a ditch with somebody, you're going to fall in it. And that's exactly what's happening with Joe Biden and his family. They're finding information, and the FBI, they're trying to hold back, especially Hunter Biden, laptops. Because, you Russian collusion, when they were talking about Trump and all this, you got hooked up with Russia, China, and Ukraine was your money laundering country. And I hope it just comes to a head and we wake up and see what the Democrats are doing. Just like
absolutely. And you touched on it so succinctly, Kenneth. It is coming out of the Democratic Party. It's coming out of I call it the socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist, Democrat left. That is the where it is being promulgated today. And Hillary Clinton was covered by James Comey, the head of the FBI at the time. Her illegal acts of having an illegal server in her closet at her home that had confidential information, top secret information, that was covered. And as a result, listen, most people are not aware of how this came about. As a result of her trying to cover what she had done, the spawning of the lie of a nation's history, the lie of a century, that President Donald J. Trump, or then candidate Trump, was a pawn of the Russians to deflect focus on what she had done so horribly illegal. And as a result of that, we had the whole fiasco that went through the 4 years of the Mueller report, $40 million in 4 years. Now it's gone through $6.2 million and 4 years of the John Durham report. And both say, and I'll just use the succinct term, both say that Donald J. Trump was innocent of all claims, all charges, all accusations, even though Donald Trump went through two false, phony charades called impeachment. And Donald Trump is now going through trial after trial as the outfall of what took place in those phony, false claims and trials and charges. And so we're watching the disintegration of law enforcement in America. So as you've said, it is my prayer that those that have dug the pit for Trump, in fact, the scripture is very, very clear in Proverbs, if you dig a pit for someone else, you're going to fall in it. If you roll a stone up a hill, hoping with the plans for it to roll on somebody, it's going to roll back on you. And it is my prayer that we will be able to see God's hand at work and bringing about his unusual style and form of justice in that realm. But
Dr. Youngblood, can I just say one more thing?
All right.
When you was talking about Hitler, it's like the Hitler youth. Remember, Hitler started training kids, having kids, to train them up.
That was his youth squad, and he had also the brown shirt squad.
Right. It's the way that the LGBTQXYZ, whatever they want to call themselves, and the Democratic Party is trying to do our kids right now today.
Absolutely. It's brainwashing and perverting them for total destruction in their lives in the future. But the present organization and the structural demonic control, they see that as a win-win. We as conservatives, Christians, and patriots see it as undermining and destroying anything that's called morals, ethics, and values. In fact, I think it was recent that President Trump called them stupid. And another wise person said that they're not stupid. They're wise, and they're carrying out their plots and plans to undermine, tear down, and destroy America. And that's exactly what it is.
Kenneth, thank you.
Yes. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call today. You're spot on, and it's my prayer that people listen up, understand where we are and where we're going as a nation, that we'll recognize the dangers that's before us. Ladies and gentlemen, the question that we're talking about today, the issue that we're discussing, America's snitch patrol. America's snitch patrol. We're watching today in a lawless society. Today, the president administration would openly reject and rebuff any suggestion that they are replicating what I call the socialist Marxist pattern that was set by Adolf Hitler. And yet today, ladies and gentlemen, the Biden administration pushes to blame Christians and conservatives and patriots for any and every wrongdoing, while there is no prosecution, no persecution, no going after the murderers, the robbers, the rioters, the rapists, and the thugs that are lawlessly running our streets. I'm looking at an article, the headline says, "What'll it be, America? God's laws or lawlessness?" The article reads in part, "There's no denying it. America is clearly on the verge of descending into a thoroughly lawless society. We can't say whether we will pass the point of no return, if we'll fall into the abyss of finding our way back home. Only God knows for certain. We are on the brink of judgment," this writer says. How could a nation like ours find itself in such a predicament? We turned our backs on God. It's as simple as that. We simply have lost our way. Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard me say many times before on this broadcast, it was not an unusual thing back less than 100 years ago for a school teacher to teach the kids the Ten Commandments. It was not an unusual thing to have scripture memory verses to be recited in classroom. It was not an unusual thing to have open prayer in the classroom in Jesus' name. It was not an unusual thing to have the precursor to the academics, where you then, after the reading of the Bible and prayer time, there would be the pledge to the flag. We have lost our way, and as a result of that, we're losing the fundamental, foundational structure that's made America great. I love the term that President Trump has used, make America great again, because America is great, but we need to make it great again is the idea and his mantra. And I believe that is where we should place our focus. And it's not just placing the focus on America, but ladies and gentlemen, it's the America that God has given us. It is the land of the free and the home of the brave. But my question is, how long will it be that? How long can we depend on it as that? I'm looking at another article that says this, "The new snapping of the American mind illuminates Orwellianism and its takeover America." I read a brief portion of this on a recent broadcast. This article says, "Just a few decades later, America's ruling elites drool over Marxist ideologies. Our border is purposefully left wide open so that millions of illegals can invade our country. Our elections are rigged. Our government promotes manically deranged politics on every front while busily turning citizens against each other. They prosecute conservative Christians as criminals and terrorists while excusing and encouraging actual crime and terrorism. They sexualize, corrupt, and brainwash our precious children with toxic ideologies and groom them into undergoing double mastectomies, castration, and a desperate and impossible effort to change genders. Oh, yes, we're on the verge of World War III with Russia," end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, succinctly put, it is going back to the elemental rudimentary fundamentals of what the scripture says that should be recognized, and we should understand the end result of it. In fact, the scripture is very, very clear in Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 2. "When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bear through, the people mourn." And I find that to be so apropos for where we are today. Proverbs 14:34 says, "Righteousness," that's rightness before God, "exalted," that means to lift up, to glorify, to honor a nation. But, that's a transition, that's a contrast. "But sin is a reproach. That means a dishonor, a shame, an insult, a reproach to any people. Ladies and gentlemen, we're living in that era where we're watching our nation, United States of America, being mocked at, laughed at, ridiculed, challenged, questioned, threatened, and we see nothing out of the Oval Office to repel or to reject or to confront anything that's being said on an international level against America. May I say to you, I believe that we see the progressive hand of God in judging a nation that said no to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you are not surprised to know that this administration, the Biden administration, that all Americans are now traced, tracked, spied on, watched. You can go to Facebook, you can go to Twitter, you can go to Instagram, you can go to the emails, you can go to your text messages, any form of social media, any form of communications by way of telephone, internet, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's all being watched. There's no such thing today, ladies and gentlemen, as privacy. And under our Bill of Rights, the federal government is not able, should not be able to search anything about us without having due cause, a probable cause that would cause them to think we've got to do something to protect America's security. Ladies and gentlemen, government is today supporting censorship, unparalleled in history, as one writer puts it. Let me just read you a brief three paragraphs from about seven-page article. We have a government-supported censorship unparalleled in all of American history. Jonathan Turley, who holds the Shapiro Chair for Public Interest Law at George Washington University, has testified before Congress many times, even representing the U.S. House in court, says the Biden administration's agenda is to censor views, to censor views it dislikes may surpass anything achieved by direct state-run systems in countries like Russia or China and other nations. He wrote that under the Biden administration, we now have undeniable evidence of a comprehensive system of censorship that stretches across the government, academia, corporate, and all corporate realms. Through disinformation offices, grants, and other means, an array of federal agencies has been stakeholders in this system. This includes Homeland Security, the State Department, the FBI, and other federal agencies actively seeking the censorship of all citizens and every group in America. The partners in this effort extend across all social media platforms. The goal is not just to remove dissenting views, but also to isolate those dissenting voices and prosecute them. Ladies and gentlemen, that sets the stage for almost what I would call the entirety of the broadcast today. That sets the stage for what I want us to understand is the looming danger that is before us in our nation. That sets the stage for what we want to talk about with the snitch patrols that's being set up in America and is being orchestrated and carried out by the Department of Homeland Security. America's snitch patrols that is mirroring the brown shirts patrols under the Adolf Hitler regime in the 30s and the 40s in Germany. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand the danger that's facing America with the possibility of the looming destruction of the foundation of our great nation. I pray that you will call others to tune in and stay tuned. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take the top of the hour news break. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back after the news.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Scathing criticism of the FBI in a report released by Special Counsel John Durham, who spent 4 years investigating the FBI's probe of allegations of collusion between Russia and the first Trump presidential campaign. President Biden, House Speaker McCarthy, and other congressional leaders meet later today for talks at the White House as the debt limit deadline draws near. Russian attacks on Ukraine's capital ramped up overnight, with officials calling the missile barrage exceptional in its intensity. This even though the vast majority of the Russian missiles were intercepted by Ukraine's air defense systems. Retail sales rose last month, less than analysts had been forecasting. Sales increased 0.4% in April from March. On Wall Street, the Dow down 173 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about an issue that I believe every Christian, every conservative, every patriot needs to understand and grasp and come to the realization of where we are in America. Now, I understand that God's in control. I recognize the authority of God and His sovereignty. I realize that nothing takes place outside of the realm of God's knowledge, foreknowledge. I realize that in His sovereignty, these things will take place. But ladies and gentlemen, man is still accountable, volitionally accountable for what he is doing and what has been done. And ladies and gentlemen, we're watching under the Biden administration, the prosecutorial rampant rulings by the courts that's under his domination and control, I believe today, and through the process that he's put into place. Go back and read a paragraph from 2 different articles, and then we will take our callers. This writer says, America's ruling elites drool over Marxist ideologies. Our borders purposely left open so millions of illegals can invade our country. Our elections are rigged. Our government promotes manically deranged policies on every front while busily turning citizens against each other. They prosecute conservative Christians as criminals and terrorists while excusing and encouraging actual crime and terrorism. They sexualize, corrupt, and brainwash our precious children with toxic ideologies and groom them into undergoing double mastectomies and castrations and a desperate and impossible effort to change genders. Oh, yes, and there we're on the verge of World War III with Russia. We're not on the verge of it. We're in a war with Russia. We're watching the precursors to Ezekiel 38 and 39. It's being played out on the homeland of Ukraine. Here's another article. I'll read a brief portion of this once again, and then we'll take our callers. This article says, now we have undeniable evidence of a comprehensive system of censorship that stretches across the government, academia, corporate, and the corporate realms through disinformation offices. I want to touch on that. Disinformation and misinformation offices, grants, and other means, an array of federal agencies has been active stakeholders in this system. This includes, listen, Homeland Security, the State Department, the FBI, and other federal agencies actively seeking the censorship of citizens and groups. The partners in these efforts extend across social media platforms. The goal is not just to remove dissenting views, but also to isolate those citizens who voice any dissenting views. Ladies and gentlemen, that's where the Department of Homeland Security started the Disinformation and Misinformation Board. And now, as of today, ladies and gentlemen, a headline says the Department of Homeland Security training citizens to spot radical conservatives and report them. We'll get that back to that in just a moment. I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
How you doing, Dr. Youngblood?
I'm doing great. I pray that you are.
I'm doing well. Thank you for taking my call. I don't think that article expands far enough there. If you look at the censorship that the government is performing, they're doing it by bypassing the Bill of Rights through private entities. But if you start to look at it, let's just go old school here. 10 FBI agents would have trouble monitoring 1,000 people that they suspected there. That would be 100 per agent. But with the advent of artificial intelligence that's being programmed using heuristics and algorithms to spot what they call dismiss or malinformation there, one man can now monitor 1 billion easily.
Right.
He just has it printed out to him. I believe that this is a little bit bigger than just the United States. The Patriot Act itself allowed the spying of U.S. citizens. It was supposed to be, you know, for suspected terrorists, but they've turned that against us. And the rest, if I remember right, there's an organism or there's a program that was instituted by multiple, I think, G7 nations, if I recall correctly there, that uses an integrated network similar to Interpol to collect information worldwide.
Yes.
So I believe this is just the beginning of something
absolutely.
That's going to be insidious.
Jim, when we see the capabilities of artificial intelligence, we understand that the United Nations have instituted a total watch program over the whole world with 110,000 people that's scouring, as I would call it, the internet and all social media and everything that is digital to then report. And the federal government, our own government's utilizing that. When you have 87,000, they're hiring 87,000 federal IRS agents that must, in their application for employment, agree that they will use deadly force if necessary in carrying out their collection responsibilities as an IRS agent. Well, we understand that now with the DHS, the most alarming thing, and I could go on and on and on, the most alarming thing is this article. Let me read you a blurb and get your take on it. The DHS, Department of Homeland Security, trains citizens to spot radical conservatives and report them. The government not only has slammed conservative parents attending school board meetings and domestic terrorists, it now is producing videos explaining how the general population can watch for and be wary of and report what they're calling radicals. The Department of Homeland Security's transformation is into a domestic intelligence organization, and the deep state internal security apparatus is now alarming. It is a very, very long form saying something, and regarding it is for example, they give the illustration, you're in an airport, if you see something that's unusual, report it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it goes on to talk about the East Germans much feared the lethal state security policy from 1950 to 1990. And it goes on to talk about how this is being inculcated in America through the DHS today for citizens. They're training citizens via videos online how to see something, spot something, and to report that as disinformation and misinformation. Now, Jim, before I ask you the pertinent question, we already know that if you're a parent and you question the school boards in a meeting about the sexualization, the brainwashing of your child, you are to be watched, you are to be viewed as being a domestic terrorist. Any individual who believes in the Constitution is held as a person that is dangerous and is potential domestic terrorist. So with that being said, Jim, Should we, as citizens, be concerned about the trajectory and the direction that we're going in as a nation? Should we be concerned about the Biden administration and the power that they have today, with the FBI, the DOJ, and other intelligence agencies? And with that being said, the bottom line is, knowing what the John Durham report has just said, how does that tie in with all that we've seen now since Trump announced his presidency?
Multi-part question. All of them
yes,
very valid.
That's the way I asked them.
Yeah, I know that. It's almost mind like trying to keep a train of thought. Anyway, let's start with the one. Yes, we should all be very concerned. If you look at society as a whole and what they're doing nowadays, they're trying to break down a culture. That mm-hmm. culture is established on our Constitution and our history. If you break that down and you have people that are secular without any aim or goal or focus as a society there, you can make them pliable to do things that they normally would not do. So you're turning the state citizens into a form of something called a Stasi, which is mm-hmm. the East German form of secret police. Trump, this man has been trying to do the best for everybody, and his concern for our nation is exceptional. I'm not voting for a politician based on a religion there. I'm voting for a politician based on what he can do for our country.
Yes.
The same media and the same government now has put out all these conflicting views and so many lies, which was corroborated by the Durham report. The one thing that I will have to say about the Durham report, it's a report, but I don't see any criminal referrals there. And I know that those actions taken by the characters that are portrayed in that report, at least at minimum, interfering with federal elections. We're not even seeing that. So justice is a two-tiered system, which is another breakdown of society. So I tried to address all your multiple parts of your question there in short.
Well,
Jim,
before I let you go, let me have a couple of little kind of parenthetical footnotes to what we were just talking about. Durham had no, in my opinion, had no referrals for prosecution because I think he fully realizes that the prosecution would have to take place under the DOJ, and the DOJ will not do any prosecution against anything that touches on Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, James Comey, or any of the other thugs with badges in the CIA and FBI. I think he did that because, you know, he had two trials, and both were basically duds in the courts, because if any of the trials were to be held in D.C. and New York, it would be absolutely impossible to find anybody guilty that's attached to anything that was found in the Mueller report, found in the Durham report, or anything that was the causative effect, charges in those two needs for the reports to be made. So I think we're watching a lawless society. We're watching a dual system of justice in America today as never before. It's not hopeless, but as it stands now, hear the rattling of the sabers from some of the talking heads in the Republican Party about the Durham report and what needs to be done, et cetera, et cetera. But listen, my prognostication of that, if you want to call it the prophetic overview of what's going to happen there, is zip zero, not a nothing. The U.S. House of Representatives can send out a subpoena. The person can say no, just not even show up. They have no way to prosecute because the DOJ's not going to do it. So they have no teeth in anything the Republicans can do in the House of Representatives today. It's a moot question to say they need to be prosecuted, they need to be put in jail, and I agree with all of that, but it'll never happen until the Biden administration is out of office and we have Donald J. Trump back in the White House, a man with a spine and a backbone to carry out the adherence to our Constitution. Jim, thank you so much for your input.
Thank you.
For your dialogue and discussion. Have a blessed day. I believe I have Raymond on the line. Raymond, go ahead with the question and comment, please.
Well, good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood. Thanks for taking my
call. I hope you're
call.
Doing well.
I am. I just appreciate you letting me just kind of
crash or change the subject real quick. I'll be brief, but
that's
since
all right,
it was
ahead.
Election Day, I thought I'd make a tradition of giving an Election Day call in. and if it gets loud, I'm literally standing out in front of a church at a polling precinct for my friend and candidate, Mike Gay, who's running for City Council District 2. But I wanted to remind the voters listening that if you haven't voted, you need to get out and vote your values. The bad news is, I'll do good news, bad news. We'll start with bad news. Bad news is, citywide, there's not a lot of good to look forward to. We're kind of in trouble with the mayor's race, either way that goes. But you know what? There's some good news, and that is that we will win one seat, and we will keep City Council District 2 as a conservative Christian looking out for the citizens and voters, and that's in Mike Gay over here. So if you live in Fort Caroline, Monument Road, east of 295 to Gervin Road, or anywhere north side that's like First Coast High School, East, Black Hammock Island, Pumpkin Hill, and, you know, anywhere down on Yellow Bluff, New Berlin and Sterrett Road, that's all the District 2 area. And Mike's a fine Christian man, and we're looking forward to winning tonight.
Absolutely. And I'm looking forward to that because Mike is a good man for the office. I'm looking forward to it. But, Raymond, I must tell you and our listeners, my voting time will be right after the broadcast today. And then when I go in, I have to put a clothespin on my nose to go in.
Yes.
Because when it comes to the mayor's race, both stink. Both candidates stink. So you have to decide which one stinks the most and then put the clothespin on your nose and vote. And I'm having to do that. And because I realize with Donna Deegan that she's a socialist Marxist in the whole engineer of what you would call the Biden administration. And she was all excited about the BLM coming to Jacksonville and doing their charade and their burning and rioting. I'm totally against that. So I've got to put a clothespin on my nose and vote for Daniel Davis. I don't say that with any honor, but it's because I believe that's the better of the two wicked candidates that's running for the mayor of the city of Jacksonville. That's just my opinion. So our listeners can vote how they feel the Lord would have them to vote, but I'm having to do so.
That's right. That's what I tell people on this one, man. You're going to have to just vote your conscience. And, you know, I had one lady, when the conversation came up about leaving the ballot blank, and her comment was, I think I'll take the mafia over the communist liberal vegan. So, I mean, it's a rough choice, but just pray about it, vote your conscience, and, vote Republican or leave it blank or whatever your conscience says. But there's no, absolutely no way any Christian could vote for evil on the socialist communist Democrat ticket.
That's right. You're absolutely right. Well, Raymond, all we can do is do our part. Pray that God will intervene and change the course and the direction that it seems that not just our nation, but our city is headed for. We have rough waters before us if this election is not handled, carefully. And we already have a danger. We've got people like Matt Carlucci, that's on city council, claims to be a Republican, but outspoken and now supporting Donna Deegan. We've got too many rhinos on the city council, just like we find in the state government and the federal government. We've got those Republican in name only, which
That's
is
right.
a stench, I believe, in the nostrils of God. So Amen. we need to keep on keeping on and keep praying that God will intervene. And I think 2 Chronicles 7:14 comes into play. If we will come before God and confess our sins and ask God to heal our land, he will. But it's going to take confessing sin. It's going to take turning back to God. The recognition that God's authority needs to be put back into government and put back into our schools and not taking
Amen.
Man's authority. So, Raymond, keep on praying.
Amen.
Keep looking up, brother. Thank you so
yes,
much
sir.
For your report.
Thank you.
Thank
God
you. God bless you today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very serious issue today. America's Snitch Patrol. Let me pick up a blurb or two again from this pertinent article. Department of Homeland Security to train citizens to spot radical conservatives. And so we'd have to ask the question about this, who is a radical conservative? You ever thought about that? Who is a radical conservative? Let's just look at it briefly when we ask that question. If you're a parent, or grandparent, and you are sick and tired of the sexualization, the weaponization, and the molding of the minds of your sons and daughters in the school because of the brainwashing of the kids about the transsexual agenda, about the LGBTQ agenda, about abortion on demand, etc. So if you're sick and tired of that, and you're concerned about the books that's in the classroom and what's being taught in the classroom, and you challenge and you question those on the school board, then you're considered to be one of those, quote, Department of Homeland Security term, radical conservatives. Hear me, the article headline, Department of Homeland Security to train citizens to spot radical conservatives. I'm a radical conservative. What does that mean? I stand on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. I won't budge when it comes to what is truth. I stand on truth. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're a parent standing before the school board, you're a radical conservative. Any individual who believes that the Constitution should be held as a static document and not an ever-evolving document, ladies and gentlemen, you're considered a radical conservative. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who counters what is taking place in our nation today, anyone that is questioning the federal government, or if you're a Trump supporter, by all means, if you're a Trump supporter, you're a radical conservative. Jay Sekulow with the organization ACLJ. Jay Sekulow says this about that. This is so graphically disgusting that I can't even tell you what one public school made this young girl say. A teacher forced a 15-year-old girl to perform a pornographic monologue in front of the whole class. Then the school officials lied to the child's mother, and worst of all, the school board banned the mother from reading them the words that her daughter was forced to read in the classroom. This explicative-filled monologue was so sexually graphic and obscene that I'm not going to quote it. This is going by Jay Sekulow, ACLJ's newsletter on that subject. I believe we have Derby on the line. Derby, go over the question and comment, please.
Yes, two comments. First, I would like to ditto everything that Raymond and you said about the election. And as to the Duval County REC, Republican Executive Committee, they brag about electing Republicans. And I say, not so. You can brag about electing rhinos. That is the problem, local, state, and national.
Yes, you're exactly right.
And item two, we had Tucker Carlson on TV, and he was fired. But to the people of Jacksonville, I say, do not despair. We have Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene Youngblood.
Amen. Well, I pray it'll be a blessing, Derby. It's intended to do so. My intent each day is to try to reveal what we see taking place on the top of the news headlines, if you will. Look at it from a central biblicist standpoint, and then ask the question, how should we then live? What should we do? How should we respond? And so I pray that it will be an encouragement to each listener. And I stand with you on that. I believe that we're at a pivotal point in the city of Jacksonville, and who we put into office in this election is going to make the difference and set the trajectory for the next 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years as to what Jacksonville is able to do morally, ethically, theologically, biblically, and politically that would please God. So, Derby, keep on looking up, keep praying, and thank you so much for your call today. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject that I believe is vital for us to understand, America's Snitch Patrol. America's Snitch Patrol. That's being set up, instituted, and carried out by the pressure from the Department of Homeland Security. So if you are going to be saying anything about the election, 2020 and 2021, if you have any questions about the January 6th political prisoners, about 1,200 of them still in prison, never been given a day in court. If you ask any questions about that, if you challenge that, if you challenge the laptop of Hunter Biden, if you question what Joe Biden is doing, whether or not he's a legitimate president, ladies and gentlemen, I have news for you. You're a radical conservative. and under the Department of Homeland Security. Now they're promulgating the push that citizens report on citizens that is no less than the brown shirt squads under Adolf Hitler in 1933 and following in the nation of Germany. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what we see taking place today, being promulgated and pushed as being something that is ideal and is good to be carried out. Look at another article from the Jay Sekulow on ACLJ. He was fired for refusing to remove his Trump bumper sticker from his truck. The radical left's assault on Christians and our speech and even the integrity of the election has reached a boiling point. A Washington State volunteer and military veteran was forced to remove his Trump bumper sticker from his personal vehicle or be fired. Someone who hates Trump, President Trump, complained, calling our client an insurrectionist. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you've got a Trump bumper sticker, you're an insurrectionist. And as a result of that, you could stand to lose your job. That's what I'm talking about as far as the snitch patrol that's now being instituted in America. Can you understand the depth, the depravity of that, ladies and gentlemen? You go to church with someone, you go to school with someone, you're working beside someone, and in a simple dialogue and discussion that you would have, then they would pick up the phone and call the Department of Homeland Security or email some thug with badges, Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, or the DOJ. The DOJ issued a 26-page report about 18 months ago, submitted it to the FBI, in which Christopher Wray says that they never instituted it. That's a lie. But in that report from the DOJ, it suggested that if you are a conservative, if you're a Christian, if you're a Trump supporter, if you vote Republican, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that you need to be on the watch list because you are a domestic terrorist. Now, that's been expanded through the Department of Homeland Security, where there is a push now and giving the threads, if you will, and the information on what to do in order to report other citizens. That is the brown shirt patrol. That is the snitch patrol that's being instituted in the United States of America today. Ladies and gentlemen, everyone that questions the integrity of our elections, everyone who is against abortion, against the transgenderism, you're a Christian conservative, and therefore you're a domestic terrorist, and you need to be reported according to the Department of Homeland Security. And every Christian, every patriot, and every conservative now being viewed as a domestic terrorist and ought to be reported. And ladies and gentlemen, there's a major, major problem with that. I'm looking at article after article after article. Here's an article that says the World Economic Forum orders governments to arrest citizens, hear me, to arrest citizens if you read or view online fake news. Man, in other words, it's gone beyond just if you repeat what the government calls fake news, but now if you read it online, you're now part of the domestic terrorists. You're now part of those the Department of Homeland Security calls the radical conservatives. This article says, in part, the World Economic Forum has ordered world governments to ban independent media, making it illegal to read non-mainstream news sources and to fill prisons with people who share opinions that are deemed false by the fact checkers of the governments that's over you. Ladies and gentlemen, the John Durham report that's just been put out indicates the danger and the extent of the left, with the socialist Marxist media as being the organs by which they carry this out. John Durham report said that Donald Trump had nothing that was could be called a fault and could be prosecuted on. He has been vindicated by the Mueller report. He's now vindicated by the John Durham report. But millions and millions of dollars later, we find that that was all fabricated, phony, false, and used in a political tool as a political tool to undermine, tear down, and destroy our Bill of Rights and our Constitution. Ladies and gentlemen, you might ask the question, what's this all about? What should we do? We need to turn back to God. We need to put prayer back in the classrooms. We need to have the Ten Commandments back in the classroom. We need moms and dads and grandparents to snatch their kids out of the public school system and say enough is enough. We're going to turn back to God. That's the only hope that we have, ladies and gentlemen, is to say yes to Jesus Christ and turn back to God. Thank you so much for joining us today on this broadcast. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester.